Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black from the surface of the planet Earth right to the surface of planet Mars. And brave, valiant, dutiful insight has more revelations. What have we learned, Bob?
Well, the first thing about insight we must talk about is whether it's going to survive. And they had another power update the other day, and the power levels of the spacecraft continue to be extremely low, And the dust atmosphere continues to be much higher than they'd like it to be. And the result of that is that the odds of this spacecraft surviving much longer is dim indeed. However, they've decided, even though the power levels are very, very low, and I've got a graph on Behind the Black, which gives you some perspective and context so you can understand how low these power levels are. Even with these low power levels, they've made the decision this week to start the seismometer again. So it's taking data. And I think the reason they've done that is at this moment in time they figured, well, we might as well just get as much data as we can, even though it puts the spacecraft at very, very, very great risk, because it's really not going to last much longer anyway, so the more data we get, the better. In the meantime, this week they've also had a press conference, because I reported this a few weeks ago, using InSight and its seismometer and the quake data it got, they were able to use that in conjunction with images from Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter to pinpoint the actual occurrences of meteorite impacts. And today they announced, this week they announced that they've discovered with one of the larger magnitude 4 earthquake on Mars on December 24th last year. There's an additional one. They discovered an impact crater using Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter that was produced on that particular date. And this is the largest impact crater that's been found to this date. And then what's good about it is they actually know when it happened. That's what InSight tells them. So that's very cool. They might find a few more of these before InSight goes away. Not so much from new data, but from archival data and taking pictures of the surface. InSight, it's on its edge. We have to wait and see.
Quickly, Bob, what is Chandrayaan-3?
Chandrayaan-3 is a rover lander that India's building. It's to replace Chandrayaan-2, which got to lunar orbit but then failed to land successfully. They had hoped to launch it originally in 2020. They panicked over Wuhan. It got delayed a year, then another year. They are now aiming for the summer of 23 to launch it. Give them luck. We'll see. ISRO and India has been very slow coming out of the doldrums from the Wuhan panic. And whether they can recover still remains questionable.
Edward Stone. Who is he, Bob?
Edward Stone was the project scientist for both Voyagers that are now in interstellar space, Voyagers 1 and 2. Both of these missions were flyby missions. They did what they called the grand tour of the solar system, going past Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and I think Neptune too, back in the 80s. And then they proceeded out into interstellar space, and they've been on an operation for 50 plus years. And Ed Stone was the project scientist for the entire time. Well, he's finally, after 50 years, retiring. It's pretty remarkable. As one of my own readers on Behind the Black noticed, the computers on Voyagers 1 and 2 are the longest continuous operation computers in history. And they're simple computers, and they continue to function. And Ed Stone ran it for the entire time. And so this guy should win some Nobel Awards, because he did magnificent work.
And there's a graphic on your site about Lucy. Remind us what Lucy is in a few moments.
Lucy did a flyby of the Earth as it moves its toward the Trojan asteroids that orbit near Jupiter. In the flyby of the Earth, it took this great picture of both the Earth and the Moon, and I've got that up on Behind the Black, John. Lucy looks good at the moment. We'll keep your fingers crossed. Everything looks good for the moment, that mission to the Moon.
Every time I see these images, Bob, I think, that's it? That's us? That's everything?
Yep. Yep, that's us. Everything.
Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. Good luck, Lucy. Hang in there. InSight. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.